Testing 1, 2, 3.
At the North Birmingham Public Library, the second generation of Lee family singers are getting ready for a concert. In the front row sits members of the original Lee family singers. The second generation calls these women mom and aunt. They've gathered to celebrate the spirituals, timeless songs historians say slaves in America created and used to express the pain of their existence and the hope of one day experiencing freedom.
Right on, King Jesus, no man can hinder me. Right on, King Jesus, right on.
Vanora Lee, a member of the original group, says they sing spirituals to remember what their ancestors endured.
I was actually one of the ones that suggested Right On King Jesus, because when you actually think about the words of that song, and you think about how maybe the slaves were maybe the ones who sung that to keep focused and to be encouraged to hold on. Because when you think about the words of that song, it say, no man can hinder me. In that great getting up morning, fare you well, no man can hinder me.
The original Lee family singers were raised by Nathaniel and Edwina Lee, loving yet firm parents who wanted their children to reap the benefits of Birmingham's civil rights protest, to enjoy those things they've never experienced, like attending integrated schools. Lynette Stallworth is the daughter of Nathaniel and Edwina and a member of the original Lee family singers. She remembers her dad as a trailblazer.
My dad played a vital part in the desegregation of Phillips High School. It was on September 9th, 1957, where he went to help be enrolled at Phillips High School along with three other students. And he was in the car with Fred Shuttlesworth.
Those familiar with Birmingham's civil rights stories know that the visit to Phillips High School that day did not go well for Shuttlesworth. He was beat by an angry mob for attempting to enroll his children in the school. Fortunately, the children who accompanied him that day, including Nathaniel Lee, stayed inside Shuttlesworth's car. But the family says Mr. Lee's actions and those of Shuttlesworth and others were not in vain.
Because of that, all of us were students at Phillips High School. And we graduated from Phillips High School, all of the children, all six of us. So we thank God for that role that he played.
Pray on just a little while longer.
Both generations of the Lee family singers see it as their duty to remember the struggle and the perseverance of African Americans in this country, and not just the sacrifices made during the Civil Rights Movement. They say it's important to not forget what their enslaved ancestors endured, and to them, the spirituals serve as a reminder. Again, Vanora Lee.
You think about the suffering that our forefathers went through. You know, they had to have something to hold on to make it, and we are here because of that, you know, today.
At the North Birmingham Library, there are a number of children in attendance, some who show interest and others who look like they would rather be playing video games. Both generations of Lee singers admit that many children, and perhaps some adults, think that spirituals are an anachronism, harmonic relics that belong and should stay in another era. But the Lees say while our current day is indeed different, kids should still learn about and appreciate the challenges of the past. Cornelius Lee is a member of the second generation of Lee family singers.
From what I can recall, when people, you know, sung spirituals, they sung songs about what they were going through and what they hoped that God would bring them through during the roughest times of their lives.
A recent graduate of UAB, Cornelius Lee believes people his age and younger can find a connection between the vintage art form and the often heady and confusing times young people face. For WBHM, I'm Darlene Robinson-Millenberg.